A few words about the parsha. This week's parsha begins with two sections of expression of hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It begins with a very famous parsha of Arami Oviravi, the parsha Mikra Bikurim, and then that everybody knows about from the Haggadah, from whatever else. It's all exciting, you know, all the procession, the ceremonies, go to the mikdash, you have the decorated animals and so on, public reading. And then after that, in what we read as the second Aliyah on Shabbos, but we read as the third Aliyah during the week, you have the Parsha of Vidui Maaseros. First one, these two confessions or professions of thanks to the Ribbono Shalom are very, very, very different in their orientation. Mikra Bikurim is Ve'anisa V'yomarta. You know what Aniyah is? Bikol Ram. And the other is V'yomarta. Vidui Maaseros is not done in the Beis HaMikdash. Vidui Maaseros is done locally after you've done what you're supposed to do in the third year. One is a very, very public ceremony, and one is essentially a private ceremony. Bikurim fundamentally is celebratory. It's not substantial. Eilu dvarim she'en lehem shiur hapeav ha-bikurim. How much do you have to bring, midaraisa? You just bring, you know, you go, you tie a red string around your first grapes, your first, wheat that sprouts. You know, you bring something ceremonially, but it's not substantive. Everybody basically should, anybody who has a field, is going to have, the same bikurim to bring, basically. It's a very national ceremony. And it indicates that we understand the broader circumstances that bring us to the situation. We understand the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Avos to give them Eretz Yisrael. We understand that it's a Yerusha. Eretz Yisrael is a Yerusha from our parents, from our grandparents, our ancestors. But Vidui is much more substantial, and it's private. It's a statement that we have plowed and planted and harvested. And we have gone and separated and done all the mitzvahs we're supposed to do. Separated the maestros we're separated, we're supposed to separate. We did the thing. We gave it to the people we're supposed to give it to. This is a substantial undertaking of a private nature. Not celebratory, but substantial. It's not some tiny portion of your crops. It's a significant part of your entire crop. And then we close with a request. A very famous request, which is Hashkifa Mimon Kachacha Min Hashamayim Uvarech Esamchas Yisrael. It's a recognition that the blessings that you have conveyed upon us, from which we separated properly, Trumas and Maestros and everything else, are in fact from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's storehouses, and only by the dint of his generosity. And without that, we would have nothing. It's not surprising to find this parsha here towards the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's speech, because it's really a recurring theme. In Parshas Ekev, we are warned, something we should always remember, of the dangers of entering Eretz Yisrael. Kochi v'otzem yadi asalias achayal azeh. That I have what I have because I earned it, because I deserve it. Now, what precedes that in Parshas Ekev is from Parshas Veschanan, which is you enter Eretz Yisrael, and you find batim maleim kol tuv ha'shelom ilesa baros chatzulim ha'shelom chatzavta krom meisim ha'shelom atata. Right? You come in, and you find stuff that's already there set for you. You didn't do anything. Yet in Parshas Ekev, you think, Bitzitkasi heviyani Hashem l'reshes eretz azos. You think, Kochi v'otzem yadi asa le'asachazeh. I made this all. I did it. I worked hard. I deserved it. It has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with my ancestral merit or anything to do with my particular circumstances, but rather because Kochi v'otzem yadi asa le'asachazeh. I earned it. I deserved it. And you know by implication, if somebody else didn't get, it's because they didn't earn it and they didn't deserve it. A tour that I have quoted many a time, the tour in the opening siman of Hilchos Tzedakah, tells us that when a person gives tzedakah, and he's supposed to give ideally the shir of chomesh, 20%, he shouldn't feel bad. A person might say, how can I do that? Ech echsar mi mamoni. How can I give away from my money, you know, to tzedakah? So the tour says, that's the wrong attitude. You should realize that all of your money is a pikadon given to you by God. He entrusts you with money. And if someone entrusts you with money and they ask you to distribute in any particular fashion, it doesn't bother you because it's not your money. So if God gives you a whole pile of money and then he says 20% I want given to tzedakah, So it shouldn't bother you because, of course, it's not your money in the first place. You're lucky you get to keep 80%. Most of us come from relatively well-off circumstances, certainly compared to the average society and average in the world. Most of us come from intact families and communities. But we forget easily that had we been born under a different star, our circumstances might have been very different. The Gemara in Moed Katan says, Daf Tezayin, says that the David, Mizmar Zayin, I think it is, Shigayon le David, Asher Shar Lashem al Divrei Chush Ben Yemini. It was a Shigayon. It was a Mizmar composed as a kapara for David in stupidity and insanity, his Shigayon. What was his Shigayon? His Shigayon, the Gemara says, was when he sang Shira after the downfall of Shaul. The famous Shira found in Shmuel Chapez. By Yidaber David Lashem, Estivrei Shira Zos, Biyom Hitzil Lashem Oso, Mikaf Kalayvav, O Mikaf Shaul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David, Il Malei Ata Shaul Vuhu David, Ibadati Kame David Mipanav. Chazal understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, don't think it's because you're greater than Shaul. Shaul was a far bigger tzaddik than you are. But for whatever reasons that are known only to me, he had to be removed and you were placed in the kingship. But understand that if it were a question of choosing a person just only on their tzidkus, said, I would take one of him over 100 of you. The Gemara in Yoma and Daf Chaf Beis points out, Kamalo Chali Velo Margish Gavra de Mare Siye. How much people don't have the sense how the Kadosh Baruch Hu protected them. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is working in your favor, you don't even have a sense. Shaul sinned once with Amalek and was disqualified forever from the Malchus. David sinned twice according to the Gemara, with Bathsheba and Uriah, and he said he retained his Malchus. It wasn't because David, the Gemara says, was such a big tzaddik or he deserved it or he earned it. It was because whatever cheshbonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, that Shaul, who might have been a bigger tzaddik, lost the Malchus, and David, who was not as big a tzaddik as Shaul, managed to keep his Malchus. The recognition that which we have been granted, that recognition implies something for our policies and our behavior. For the moment, though, I don't want to focus about those issues and its implications. I just want to focus on our attitude. You know what the difference between Yaakov and Esav is? Esav sees the children, and he says, "Mi elelach. How'd you get these? They're yours." And Yaakov says, "Hayiladim asher chanan elokim esavdecha." It was, to borrow Rashi's comment from the Sifrei and Boaz Chanan, it was a matnas chinam. It's not because I deserved it. God endowed them, be with them, and it was a matnas chinam from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Esav tells Yaakov, "Keep your stuff." Esav says, "Yesh li rav," and Yaakov says, "Ki chanani elokim v'chi yesh li chol." I would almost want to read the second half of that statement. Do I have anything? Ki chanani elokim. It comes all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Esav HaRasha didn't understand that. Esav thought he was quite wealthy. He thought it was because kochi ve'otzem yadi asal yasachai alzeh. He was a great, strong man, and he was a warrior, and he was deserving, and this was his, and it was by his own merit, not possibly the merit of his father Yitzchak. Yaakov says, Asher chanan elokim esavdecha. Ki chanani elokim. Because Yaakov understood that as wealthy and successful as he had been, it was all a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam, not because he deserved it. And remember, Yaakov Avinu worked like a dog for Lavan. And yet, it was still Ki Chanani Elokim. Because you know what? There were probably many other Yaakovs that existed who worked like dogs, but they weren't as successful as Yaakov Avinu. This is true about everything. It's true about wealth. It's true about ability, intelligence, strength, and health. It's all true. If a person is a big Talmud Chacham, and they think that they're particularly great because of the Talmud Chacham, and they probably worked very hard, it's true, but you know there are a lot of people who weren't endowed with their intelligence, who didn't receive that gift, who didn't grow up in an environment that was conducive to developing any gifts that they had, didn't grow up in an environment that maybe they would have been exposed to this at an age with that they were receptive. So you know it's true, they worked hard. But it was not only by the dint of their hard labor. There were many other things that had to happen to make sure that they reached the place that they reached. And it's true in everything. The Mishnah Abios at the end of the second parak states, Rabbi Akiva says, "Hu ha'av zacha lebein b'chamisha dvarim, b'noi, b'koach, b'osher, b'shana, b'chachma." All these are characteristics that people have, as the Rambam explains in his Perusha Mishnayos, they are mostly hereditary, or when it comes to wealth, it's mostly inherited. Often inherited is a better way of putting it. In response to those five things, the Yerushalmi and Kiddushin in the first parak and the Sugi of Kibbutz Ava'im says, that's why a person has to do five things for a parent. Machilo, Mashko, Manilo, Malbisho, and Manhigo. That's what you have to do. And the Yerushalmi says, V'chevan shezocha lo b'chamisha dvarim, chayev lo b'chamisha dvarim. You think that your abilities, that your assets, that all that you have, you think it's because of you? For starters, first you start with Kibbutz Ava'im, because you probably got a lot of that from the circumstances, from the family, from the home in which you came. It's not because you're so great. You worked hard? Maybe you did. But you know what? You had a leg up to start with. It's not because kochi ve'otzem yadi asa li esachay al hazeh. And if this is true according to the Yerushalmi when it comes to parents, Allah has kam v'kama to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that hukash kvodam l'chvod ha'makom. The Gemara there is trying to explain how severe Kibbutz Ava'im is, that it's compared to Kvod Shamayim, because it says, Kaber es avicha v'esimecha, and it also says, Kaber es Hashem mehonecha. And therefore, the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the kavod of Ava'im are hukash zeh l'zeh. If it's true that you have to be mechabed your parents like you mechabed the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a kavachomer that you owe the same debt, as much of a debt to the Ribbono Shel Olam, a kavod, a sense of gratitude for what you have, a sense of vidui, of hodah, for that which you've been granted, even more so than you owe to your parents, of which you owe plenty. The Gemara Nida says that shlosha shutfin ba'adam, avi v'imo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I would say that it's worthy for all of us, maybe everyone in this room probably, and or not almost everyone in this room, and most of the people in this yeshiva, if not everyone in this yeshiva, probably most, maybe not all, come from circumstances that are far more blessed with any tzaras any one of us might complain about, or about our families, about our situation, that are, compared to the rest of our country, compared to the rest of the world, are incredibly blessed. We have to remember, A, to be grateful for them. We have to remember to be modeh publicly, like the Bikurim. Maybe even more importantly, we have to be modeh privately, internally, like Vidu Maisers. And we always have to remember that it's not kochi v'otzem yadi asa li esachay lazeh, but rather it's hashkifa mimon kachacha min hashamayim uvarech esamcha es Yisrael. Chalas.